there's always a bigger cross. And here's the thinking. I did a recording recently about how the cross has always been a Christian symbol, but how Jesus suffering on the cross is only really mainstream for 1,000 years.
Brian Zachary Mayer, I help the spiritual but not religious.
There's a chance this spiritual religious thing is not what you think. You get to choose who you are in this world, and that's enough, and that's awesome.
The less you believe everything you think, the better.
I'm ready, you're ready, let's dive in.
1,000 years from Jesus to the year 1100, Pope Urban I, it was, being a Christian was about life in this world. And the idea of suffering on a cross, all of the images of Jesus were about Jesus having been resurrected. Because that was the story of Christianity. It was about redemption. And then it got changed. With the Crusades and the Nero Cross, 960 Germany, is the first time we see an image. That's according to this book, Saving Christianity. It's the first time we see this image of Jesus on a cross suffering. And their sociologists have reasonings for it. And some feminist theologians have said that image of suffering has led to women suffering, because there's an idea that you should be more like Jesus. You should be more like Jesus and suffer. And it's the more you suffer, the holier you are. And that's how you get people to go to kill themselves for a religion, is because martyrdom is now glorified. There's always a bigger cross. So there's always somebody who's suffering more than you are. And the idea of the suffering servant, first of all, was an anti-Semitic trope for a long while. Craziness. But the idea of a suffering servant, that you were meant to suffer. That's a religious idea. That's a dogma. It's not always taught, but you get it, is that you are meant to suffer. And that's just fucked up. That's fucked up. You're not meant to suffer. How could that be? That doesn't make any sense at all. So there's always a bigger cross. Means stop putting yourself up on the cross. Stop trying to suffer. And I would also say, there's always a bigger cross that churches and people, like, we all have to have a shinier, fancier something, and we're going to try to outdo the other people, because there's always a bigger cross. There's always a bigger goal. And that's a religious life. A real religious life is saying, I'm joyous with everything that I have, and I'm not in a rush to get to a better thing, because I already have. I'm blessed already. There's always a bigger cross. Also, when I was putting this up, I messed up a lot of where the hole should be, so I'm plugging those. But I have, this is where this one went, and then I started to mount it here. And then I was like, oh no, that's not the right one. And then I saw this one, and I was like, hey, there's always a bigger cross. I'm Rabbi Brian. I always feel awkward at the end of this. Like, I go into salesman mode. No salesman mode. Rabbi Brian, 1970. That's my handle, Instagram. Rabbi, hashtag Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Rabbi Brian, 1970.